Welcome to The Turning with Davis Bunn. And we're talking about turning to new ways of thinking about prayer. And sometimes, Davis, we feel like God's calling us to maybe take up a task that we just feel like is way beyond what we can do. How does attentiveness help us in those times?
It's absolutely vital, Melinda. In the tumult and confusion that sometimes fills our daily life, the good deeds that God's set out for us seem impossible. And this is not a new issue. I mean, the Apostle Paul speaks about this himself. All too often, we're faced with the divinely inspired duty or invitation that hasn't been accomplished or should have been done better or with more love or in a different way. The risk here is to see only our failings, and that is not what God intends. His holy aim is for us to recognize that in any number of ways, with a multitude of topics, we cannot succeed on His own. God has two desires, one that we work as His servant, and two that we are drawn closer to Him through this. We need Him and His guidance.
You're talking more and more about relationship. Rather than, here's my quarter, I really need my answer fast, if you don't mind, God.
Beautiful.
Well, maybe we can spend some time thinking about this today, Davis, and then maybe next time, let's discuss how attentiveness can be applied to see it through to its successful completion. Well, we're talking about concepts from Davis' new book called The Turning. I hope you're excited about our conversation about prayer. For more information, go to theturningbook.com. Lots of resources there.